Okay, where are we at?
Okay, call us back to order. Bob?
I found Bob, talked to him. He found the statute that we can operate with under. And we can do it. We can approve it or not. But let me tell you what he repeated, which was he was actually on had a phone call. So all the meetings that we had leading up to the details of the contract that we didn't have in place by statute can be defined as a contract because we had multiple meetings saying you got awarded. We had an RFP. He received a letter saying he was the primary vendor. We had another meeting in January that said that you'll be doing this, this, and this for the energy grant, and the energy grant set out the terms of his contract. So technically, we can approve the invoice based off of the sum of the whole meetings is what he was saying. Does that sound legal?
That's fine with me.
I
make a motion to approve the check to be have it released that Helen is holding for the $6,600 to Malone Finkel.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Okay. We're done for the day. South, and the gas thing is next Monday. And you're gonna look at the properties. That's the only else we tabled from today.
The
Fountain
Road.
No.
Vacation.
We tabled this the right-of-way easement for natural gas, and we have those contracts, and they're
okay.
Bob's good for the contract's fine from a what do you say as a execution, but from the content, you know what roads are being affected or what easements. We had said that I think you had made a comment you wanted to make sure you knew where those areas were. Is that
no? I think I was talking about the Fountain Road vacation.
Okay,
but I'd like to have the documents.
You did say you want to go look at the property on the
road vacation, the one that we're giving to the city of Branson.
You may have meant it for that, but you said on the gas.
Okay.
Deal.
All I want to see on the gas is I just want to see the documents.
Okay, Bob. Okay.
You were in the same boat. We're
posted for next Monday, so we can address it at that.
Both of them.
Yes, for both of those.
Right.
The only thing we did not get to today, and I don't know if it can wait or not, is the janitorial supply
bid. Yeah, we didn't do that, did we?
Do you guys just want to squeeze in on Monday? I mean, on Wednesday when we're here anyway?
Do you know what it is? Is it easy? Is Linda available, you reckon?
We're going to call her real fast.
If we can, she's here, let's get her done. Would be my pick.
No, not
we're
yet.
Still cataloging here a little bit.
Hey, Lynn, this is Jim. Do you want to come present? You want to come present your janitorial supply bid?
Short or long?
Okay. Well, why don't you head this way, post haste. Right away. Yeah, come on over right now. Bye. Renee is gone, but Renee did write a recommendation that Linda has.
Okay.
So she's walking down the hallway here.
While we're waiting, we also had meeting procedures that I'd stuck on there. And did you all get the document from Donna on contracts, keep track?
No.
As record keeper of the county, I prefer that when contracts are signed, document attached. Here's Linda, so we'll just wait on that.
I didn't get that.
I didn't get a copy either.
My mail.
It was in my box as well.
All right.
It's been a busy day, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Good. Are you ready to talk about this one? Okay.
I put together a packet for each one of you guys from the bids that were sent to me. On the janitorial spots, there's quite a few things that are listed down through there. So I wanted for you to see the responders, and there were some things that they like picked and choosed on bidding on, some things they just didn't have. Pippin bid on everything. And also, as you look through it, Pippin was the lowest bidder. There are a couple of things here and there that you know, some of them you had to, like, some people did the different cases. There might be 8 in this box and 10 in this box. So there is a few that are right at the same, if not that they're a little bit, Pippin's just a little bit higher. But overall, Pippin had the best prices. When we went across the board, Pippin and White Castle, the next one in line, had the most things that they, you know, that they marked, and price-wise were the best. So we were recommending that we award Pippin the bid with White Castle as the secondary.
And that's Renee's recommendation?
That's correct, and I have that from her as well.
So can I ask you, the one that Pippin was not the lowest on is White, what did you say, White River?
White Castle.
White Castle, are they the...
Was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I move that we approve Pippin as the primary and White Castle as the secondary janitorial supply company. Second.
And that means that if not available, they go to White Castle. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm ready.
And so, is there anything out of Springfield Paper we need to think about, or...
Springfield Paper did have a couple. I did notice that they did have, I believe
Pippin.
It was...
Oh, we got Bob Barker, too.
See, they changed. Bob Barker bid on very few things. Now, we do have a lot of the jail supplies that come from Bob Barker, but there was barely any that they bid on. The thing we noticed
difference.
About Springfield, very similar in the price difference.
Okay.
Some of them on Bob Barker's did work out to be higher. See, like in the spray bottles, there are 3 per case. Pippin sells them at $99. There's 3 bottles in a case. So you're getting 3 bottles for $5.64. Pippin sells them for 99 cents each. So, you know, you had to balance out some of that, you know, the difference in their quantities of coming in. Springfield Paper did have, like, some different prices, like where we had asked for Angel Soft facial tissue. They came in with an off-brand that we were not familiar with that was cheaper than that. But Renee just said that from her experience, she prefers to have that.
So my question is, we're not harming what we're trying to do by leaving them out, as far as you know.
As far as I know.
Okay.
Linda, could you, and like this, and when, I know you expected her to be here, but when you have a recommendation from a department head, could you supply that in a written form?
I should, yeah, I do have that right here. I can pass that down briefly,
and
I can make a copy.
Okay,
well,
let's, and attach that to...
To your information.
Yeah, to her information. That way, it kind of takes the... Well, takes a question out of it. It shows good response for everybody looking at the situation,
right. That's
and
right.
Everybody estimating the value of it. So,
Kip,
all in favor, say aye. Huh?
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. What else? Ready to recess?
I'm ready.
That's it.
Recess.
How's the process work on this check that we approved? Will